now serving 60 at Station 7.
The line at this driver's license center in a Garland strip mall moves briskly this afternoon. But it's taken three trips for customer Scott Taylor to change his address, because when he's come before, the lines have been too long.
One time I came and the line was outside the door and there was only one person helping the people. Everybody has to do these things. The customer should have some flexibility as to when they can and do their work.
But just 2 miles away, the Texas Department of Safety may have an answer for frustrated drivers like Taylor. The DPS has built one of six new driver's license centers across Texas that are larger, with more workers, and are open longer. The DPS calls them mega centers, and Director Stephen McCross says they were the result of $63 million in funding from the state legislature to deal with the growing population.
The whole point of this is increasing capacity across the state. We've outstripped our ability to deliver a decent service on something that's so fundamental as providing a driver's license. And the only way you can do that is with more people, more space, and leveraging technology, because we want to do it smarter as well.
That technology will allow drivers to make appointments for services online or through their smartphone. Check-in kiosks tell customers how long they have to wait so they can leave and come back closer to their appointment time. McCross says the goal is to eventually reduce wait times to less than 30 minutes.
If we're smart about technology, if we'll just leverage what the private sector is doing, there's no question we can turn the convenience back to the customer. Let the customer decide when he or she wants to show up for an appointment.
The Department of Public Safety expects to process about 1,000 customers per day at the Garland location. A mega center in Fort Worth is scheduled to open at the end of January. For KERA News, I'm David Chong.